First, they had to be closed because of COVID-19 and its impact on the tourism sector. Now, West Coast business owners are worried about government's planned rehabilitation of Highway 1, an over $15 million project. The Minister of Transport and Works, Ian Gooding-Edgell, and other officials in his ministry heard this at their virtual town hall meeting this week. That's where they sought to reassure business operators that though the work is to take place between 6 in the evening and 6 in the morning, everything will be done to facilitate those hotels and restaurants that are operating in the area. But it didn't appear to be enough for Guy Beasley of the Tides Restaurant.
Minister, I hear what you're saying. Unfortunately, we've also had the bad experience of Infra doing the culverts in 2018 between Tides Restaurant and the Beach House. And that severely impacted our business, both sides. So as much as we hope and pray that access will be granted and the contractor will work with the businesses in close proximity to them, and they take on board when we ask them, you know, don't do any heavy drilling between 6 and 12 at night,
but
in front of the restaurant, do that after. You know, it's a worrying time. It's 6 months closed, and now this is unimaginable, I'm afraid.
Minister Gooding-Edgell went on to explain that the highway hasn't been upgraded in 20 years, and the frequent broken water mains in the area are not good for business.
But unfortunately, and it's to be regretted, but we have to be extremely transparent with you and your company and say we have, at this point in time, recognizing that there is a lull in tourism activity. Mm-hmm. It is perhaps an opportune time for us to repair the infrastructure works. And I worked on that coast for 26 years. The infrastructure is not good.
The minister also said that the rehabilitation is in two phases, one part this year and the other next year.
You know, Minister, we love the idea. Mm-hmm. We think it's well overdue and we're willing to work with you. It just, the timing, you know, is like a nail in the coffin here for us. And, you know, it's not been easy. So we'll keep trying and work with you guys as long as we can stay open, you know.
The reality is the road will be open for business and we will ensure that happens. And like I said, if you have any concerns, yes, please communicate with the ministry. Please get in contact with Mr. Tudor. We're also going to have additional support staff for Mr. Tudor because, truth be told, Mr. Tudor is going to be involved in some other projects. But this is one of the many projects. But we have to maintain our infrastructure and we are prepared as a government to restore our infrastructure, notwithstanding, you know, we are in a very challenged period in respect of revenues. But we will work and give it our best shot, okay?
Thank you.
I just want to add as well, if you see any areas that could be improved upon as far as the works are concerned with the contractors, you see the contractors should be doing something differently, my phone is always on. You can call and make your suggestions or make your input, and we will take it on board.
Thank you for that.
But what we will also do is that I think P.S., we'll have to ensure that we have communication with the taxi operators to confirm that they will be granted local access to hotels and restaurants and other residents who desire to use their taxi service. I think that's a concern.
Transport and Works and Water Resources Minister Ian Gooding-Edgell. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.